It's taken a few years of conversations, dialogue, building partnerships. Key partners in the project include Northern Health, the First Nations Health Authority, the Provincial Health Services Authority, BC Cancer Foundation, and Genome British Columbia, which focuses on the research element of it. And then pulling all this together, and then now working on actually sort of doing two areas. One is getting kind of this information out in the community, but also we're working in Northern Health at the University Hospital of Northern British Columbia to actually create the infrastructure to start to work on what we call a retrospective breast cancer biobank, where we're starting to do a biobanking process of older specimens that is helping us create the software and test the software and hopefully bring Northern Health into the research world in genomics and DNA and cancer much more efficiently than previously. And then we're also doing consultations out in the community. We've been to places like Exploration Place, to rounds at the hospital, to the University of Northern British Columbia, and we're going out to communities. We've been to Fort St. John and to Terrace and to Smithers and to Burns Lake, and so we're going around to communities, and then we're also doing extensive consultations with First Nations throughout the North, and that's in complete partnership with the First Nations Health Authority, who are really, we couldn't do it without them, and we wouldn't do it without them, and it's been an amazing journey in that area, really getting input from chiefs, health directors, community members, elders, leadership in the FNHA, and really finding out the perspectives and ideas and concerns and solutions from the communities themselves. It's been really, really insightful, and I feel so fortunate to be part of the project.